a good day going on. People that we love. And that includes Jennifer, Rich, you, me, hopefully. So you'll think about living today and not dying. The weekend is over. I suppose it's the death of Easter.
Oh, you can't say that.
Well, nice. You know what? I'm so tired of listening to all this negative stuff everywhere. You're just pounding. We've been saying this collectively, you and you and you and you and you and you and me and me and me. For years, we have been droning on about the beating ourselves up, and we are by this, I guess, the tendency of people to look at the bad rather than the good. This is the counter to that. Also, my sister told me last night at dinner, I went to her house for a quick Easter at dinner. She and her husband and me were talking about a lot of things that are going on in the world and why they are going on. Richie likes my sister because she thinks she's hot. I don't even want to go there.
She is kind of hot. Yes.
But,
I have to tell you.
She's a teacher. She's a middle school history teacher and has been for years and years. She told me last night that she thought I ought to use my radio program to teach history, to teach relevance, to teach involvement. And she said it because there is this, and you wonder as we look around what happens to discussion of current events and how they impact history. There's a rule / regulation in our town brought about by state regulations, and some of that comes from the federal government. If you want our money, you'll do what we want you to do. So listen to sort of the trickle-down effect. You remember Ronald Reagan? I don't even think he was the first to discuss trickle-down economics, but it's okay because today everything that's good people want to say, Ronald Reagan did that. Okay, so you can give him credit if you want to. Not important to the discussion here. But trickling down, the impact of trickle-down federal dollars and how involved the federal. We were talking about how many employees. Now, my sister and her husband do not agree on politics. They may have voted together in some ways, but my brother-in-law is close to Attila the Hun when it comes to his...
over there on the left, huh?
No, over there on the right.
You mean.
Attila the Hun wasn't a liberal, Rich.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, but she is concerned because as she continues to get more orders on what she is to teach. And this goes back to when I was teaching and what I learned when I was in school. And you, think about what you learned in school. You learned about the history of our country. And I think one of the things that bothered me about history, even when I was taking it, never mind when I was sort of quasi-teaching it, is that we stopped at World War II. And we didn't talk about Vietnam. When I was teaching school, we were in the middle of Vietnam, and we never talked about it. We were told it had no relevance to the history of our country. Can you imagine anything that is as mad as talking about Vietnam having no relevance? The people who are running the school system, and the reason I bring this up is because we have been left out and in left field when it comes to what we're teaching our children forever. And I don't know whether I'm inspired by the Hallmark Hall of Fame broadcast last night, a story about this teacher who was against...
My wife was watching that.
All odds, yeah. It was a very good story.
Yeah.
And so what I'm asking here for us all to consider in terms of relevancy, and so my sister and her husband are saying to me, you have an audience, 3 million people or whatever it is that listen to you over the course of a week. You can make a difference. I can't, her husband was saying. You know, I have the bully pulpit at work and with a few of my friends, and I go on the internet and yada, yada. But why is it we were decrying the fact that only 14% of the people who live in our town, my sister lives down the street from me, went to vote last month when it came to the local elections? And yet, to a person, if you stop people on the street, they would say that the town is in deplorable shape, spending money for things that seem outrageous, crazy. And so if there is that much upset, and it's fairly well covered by the local media, why is there no change? Why did all the people that ran for election get reelected? Which is part of the question. And one of the things, one of the two reasons my sister, who is not a cucamonga, she's not like her brother in many respects. Yeah, I've
He's
always
right.
been.
She's normal.
Yeah, she's kind of normal.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, and she's very responsible and very concerned about what her children know and how involved they are, and what the children that she's teaching know and how involved they are. So when she said that they have been told at the, I was probing to find out how much time they're spending. Well, they don't teach civics anymore. That we've understood. But now there's less and less American history by edict being taught. And what's being replaced, or what is being used to replace the old study of American history, are Middle Eastern studies. And the thinking on the part of the leadership is that we need to know more about other people and religions and governments of the rest of the world. Now, I'm not sure that I disagree with that thinking, but I do disagree with it at the expense of not teaching right. American history.
Right.
Why are we not teaching the relevance? And it isn't about, you know, it's not about.
And she's high school, right?
Date?
High
no, school. She's middle school.
Middle school.
It's not what date did the War of 1812 get started on. That's irrelevant. But to probe, they didn't even teach the Civil War.
It's not irrelevant.
Really? What, the date of, it's not, but it's not important to the conflict. It's not important to understanding what went on. I mean, 1812 is fine. You don't have to know it's July 13th or whatever
right,
it is.
Right.
So, as I think about this, this has so much, if you're a parent and your children have a good experience at school, what does that mean? Do they sit in their seats? Are they learning? And if they are learning and they're doing well in their grades, that's swell. But what are they learning? And so I'm going to take to heed my sister's advice. Don't let me not do this, Richie. With each day, I'm going to pick a couple of things that are of historical importance, and they may be more relevant because they're closer in to where we are now than going back to the Civil War or, you know, whatever other things have happened, World War One. I mean, if we understood World War One and what happened after the League of Nations and how it the treaty to end World War One sowed in it the seeds of World War Two. On the day that thing was signed, World War II might as well have started because of what they did to the Germans and the others who were involved and how they did it. And so those things many people don't have any idea about. But that's world history. I'm talking about American history and what we need to know. So I'll give you two examples. On this date in 1959, the St. Lawrence Seaway opened up to ship traffic. Why was that important? Do you know why that is a very important step in the progression of modern America? Anybody know? I'm looking across the class. I see young Richie there.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jennifer, you have your hand up?
Yes. No, I don't. I was just scratching.
All right. So why don't you? You just that's good.
I was just stretching.
Yeah, I know. It's like going to an auction and you're picking your nose and the guy said, sold!
No.
Yeah. Okay, the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't know it either.
I did not.
Okay, so this is an important.
Do you want me to make it even worse? I don't even know what the St. Lawrence Speedway is.
No, it's not Speedway.
I love that.
Seaway.
Seaway.
Yeah, right.
When you hear it, you'll go, oh, okay. Yeah, no,
the St. Lawrence. This would be a good. I suppose this is a good. It's a little early for a 2020 news quiz, but I think I'll ask that question. You teach us what you know about the St. Lawrence Seaway, and why is this an important, very important day? 1959 is the year. St. Lawrence Seaway opens up. Why is that so important to the history of America? 800-510-8255. It is historical. It is relevant. And you are involved if you know why this is important. 800-510-8255. You can cogitate on that, while I remind you that Mother's Day, we all love our Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up. Mom, what has she done for you? Richie loves his mom. Jennifer loves her mom. And mom has done so many things. I loved, whenever I've been around Jennifer and her mom, I've always loved the relationship the two of them have. As a matter of fact, I like Jennifer's mother.
I have. You too.
Yeah. But the first couple times I met her, I wasn't. She was kind of standoffish.
Quiet.
Very quiet, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But I could see how you could
As you come barreling into her
room. Yeah, apparently I'm a little distracting. So here's what you do to think about your mom and Mother's Day this week, right now, here, here, here. Jennifer, 100 blooms for your mom. 100 blooms for your mom, plus
blooms
a free
what?
Glass vase. Blooms, a huge bouquet of beautiful flowers from Pro Flowers. This is the bouquet to try. These blooms are guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a full week after they are delivered. Plus, you get this exclusive deal. This is kind of like call the internet number. But wait, there's more. Upgrade to a premium pink vase and add chocolates, $10 more. That's the deal. This amazing special, good only till midnight this Friday. So do not miss out. Here's the only way to get your 100 blooms for mom from Pro Flowers, recognized to be the best way of connecting with any floral outfit around the country and getting them to your mom. Wonderfully quality. It's just, it's a plus, plus, plus. A great, 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 great company. $19.99. Call Plo. Say it again, Doug. 800.
Plo Flowers.
Yeah, that too. Pro Flowers. PROFLOW. That'll get you in. Mention Doug. Or go to proflowers.com. Click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner. Type in Doug. That's proflowers.com. Type in Doug.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feast, coming through.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing the windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Three and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program. Don't forget to use proper email marketing, a great way to grow your business, communicate with your special event, whether it's you're not communicating with your special event, but for a special event. We have a lot of Earth Day things going on this Saturday because we all know Earth Day was too early last week. So we've declared this weekend to be the real Earth Day. It's too confusing having it around Easter and all that. So I've taken liberties here, Jennifer, to expand the influence of Earth Day.
That's okay. I think we should.
Yeah. And so anyway, CaptainEmail.com is what I use to communicate. Lots of resources to do email marketing the right way. CaptainEmail.com. It is much faster than the mail, obviously. They call it snail mail, right? Don't use that.
Yep.
Take Captain Email to heart and have Captain Email accomplish the task that you have set about to communicate with people that are part of whatever the group is. Jillions of these groups around. Help yourself. CaptainEmail.com. So we're talking about history. 800-510-8255. The St. Lawrence Seaway opened to traffic on this date in 1959. I want to know why that is significant to the United States in our recent history. What is there about that? Those of you who are impatient, one of the things about having a radio program on the air like this, there's some people who sort of get how it works. And it isn't that I'm trying to be a wise guy, but I just think that in terms of how it works here, most people, I think, though, Richie, are pretty savvy. All of us here are, Rich is not so much a radio brat as Jennifer and I are. Jennifer grew up in the business with her dad, and her day job is running CRN Digital with her father, which supplies noise.
That's right. More noise.
To television systems, cable systems around the country. And that's why whenever we come into focus with some cable stuff, Jennifer's right on top of it informationally. Yeah. But at any rate, whether we use this tool here that we have, you use it because the CRN Digital auspices the coverage of our program on a couple of their channels. People listening as they're looking at certain things on the screen on television, they hear this in the background or the foreground, because talk is much more foreground than it is background. Mm-hmm. My sister said to me that she thought I ought to use this sort of bully pulpit that I have to be more involved in history and to teach a little bit and to do it. It's obviously more entertaining if it's fun, but also it is relevant, and it isn't. We can have a discussion about whether to be critical of those people who are running the country. And what came up during the conversation is the same thing that comes up frequently when you look at the stuff like this. If, in fact, we're all so upset about it, why aren't there more changes? And my brother-in-law had an interesting theory about the input of those who are not born in this country, who have moved here illegally for the most part, and how much we don't really understand, and this is, again, because we're not looking at this historically, how this is impacting us now, current events, and it will in the future. Because history always does impact what the future brings forth. And where they just were in Florida with some of our relatives for the past week or so, because it was school vacation, and they like to go down to Florida, visit with my stepmother and his mother who's down there. And the discussion quickly focused on how many illegals that we have, babies being born here, and stuff that isn't put into perspective. It's not being taught, because many of the people who are in the schools, the idea is we accommodate them, and we don't want to teach them stuff that has nothing to do with their history. Can you imagine that? Mm. We're not teaching Americans who were born here the history of America, because we don't want to spend the time around teaching those who aren't from America, mm-hmm. and who would find this irrelevant. My God. 800-510-8255. So tell us the story of the St. Lawrence Seaway, or Speedway.
So I like to
you're
Speedway
doing
better.
It too.
And you'll get the swell prize. 28 after on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for the mature eye care professional.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, through April 30th, get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with the purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Amplock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Amplock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Amplock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com, or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
45.
Now 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day way to start or finish or occupy part of the time that you have, your precious time and resources. We appreciate your sharing time with us, no matter what time of the day or night you're listening and where you are around the world. You can join us if you're on Facebook. That's easy enough to do. Or you can go to DougSteffen.com. Or you can call us at 800-510-8255. We're using a teachable moment as part of a conversation, and I think I'm making my point, because no one knows, or at least if someone knows, they aren't sharing it with us, the St. Lawrence Seaway, and it's significant to our history. So my sister is right, and so are many others. This is not, I don't, you know, many different radio programs approach the conversation in different ways. I just find, maybe because I am interested in history, that this is important and fun. I've always found history to be fun. So I go to the next step here, and I'm asking a question that relates also to history as we look at the 2020 window, which is about 5 minutes before closing. In every hour, I try to come up with something between 20 past the hour and 20 before the hour to engage your mind. And if you don't know what the answer is, you'll stick around to find out what the answer is. So in terms of the St. Lawrence Seaway, I'm going to give you a hint on that. That sort of provides a bit of a hint for another historical event. Back on this day in 1507, this is something you'll certainly be aware of, Jennifer, back to the year 1507.
Way back when I was just a young child.
Just a young whippersnapper.
Yes.
Martin Waldesmuller of Germany.
Oh, Marty.
Martin Waldesmuller of Germany,
I call him Matt,
did something that changed the history of the world. Another significant thing, whether you've ever heard of this guy or not, you can do a little research.
Martin what?
Martin Waldesmuller. It's Waldesmuller, Richie. He's a German.
No kidding.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make sure you understood that. All right, what did he do? What became... what was, I guess, introduced on this day in 1507, all right? He was a very important man in his time, and through history, he did something that was very important to our history.
Yeah.
All right, see, another item that's pretty important. Would you agree, Richie? You figured it out?
I absolutely would agree.
All right, okay.
Did you know this before you looked it up?
No.
Okay.
He didn't know it.
No,
800.
No.
But it's not important whether he knew it before.
I'm surprised that it took until 1507 for
this
somebody
to get
to
done.
Do this.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I would have thought that it would have
been done a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right. 800-510-8255. Okay. So let's fast forward a moment, okay? Because I am going to try to do a little bit more of this. The fast forward to this day, 1999. 70,000 people go to the small town of Littleton, Colorado. Why?
This day, where my family's from.
1999, 70,000 mourners
from North Carolina.
Yeah, I do
go to Littleton, Colorado. Why? All right, so you have three things going. Can you answer that one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where we go audience-wise. Okay. This is an audience participation program,
I'm just
Jennifer.
Happy at least I know one.
That's good. Okay, one out of three is not bad. Mike, listening in El Paso, KTSM. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Well, and you, sir?
Yeah, getting by.
Happy Monday. All right, so which one of these historical points do you want to make clear?
The 1507, or was that when the Bible was printed, or the printing press, I think it was?
No, it was before that, but that's a good guess.
Oh,
yeah, the Gutenberg Bible was about 100 years before this, if I remember correctly. All right,
okay.
But good guess. That's fine, Mike. You're paying attention. You get a gold star on your forehead for that. Thank you. Tony is in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Hi, Tony. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. All right, so you're going to help us with the St. Lawrence Seaway?
Yeah, that connects the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean.
It does. It basically opened up the port of Chicago, right, which is, for all intents and purposes, other than the coastal cities, our most important freight juxtaposition, if that makes good sense. It was landlocked before the opening of the St. Lawrence Seaway. There was shipping and trade being done all over the Great Lakes, but you couldn't get out to the ocean until the St. Lawrence Seaway opened up 1959. So you can imagine what that did to Chicago as a trade center, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and the fact that goods didn't have to be brought over land from New York. That's really what it cut the expense of doing it. And getting large, for example, barges of oil. The Mississippi, they used to have to push the barges of oil and petroleum products all the way up the Mississippi River to go to Chicago. And whereas they were coming across the ocean, it was much easier to get them, made more sense to move that stuff in, or any important ship traffic. It may be the slowest way, but it's the most efficient way of shipping, even till today, because you can carry so much on a ship. And you can't duplicate it, even with a long freight train, you can't duplicate it. So you can understand why that was important. So, Tony, that's a good job. Thank you. Did you learn that in school? Do you remember learning that in school, or where did you?
I remember that day.
You remember the day?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I remember it, too, as a matter of fact. I was a sophomore in, was I a sophomore? No, I was a freshman in high school.
Well, I'm a little older than you, so.
All right. Good man, Tony. Hold on just a second, and we'll take good care of you. Appreciate it. All right. So you understand, everybody now understands the significance of the St. Lawrence Seaway, right?
Yes, sir.
Got it.
Yes.
Right. All right. Got that. Okay. And also, all these other people. So Jane is in Eau Claire. You had that answer. So you want to take a shot at the German, and why that was important, this day, 1507. You want to take a shot at that, Jane?
No.
You don't? All right, but you got the St. Lawrence Seaway. Did you remember that from school, or did you look it up? How did you know what the St. Lawrence Seaway was about?
Our family moved out there, and my dad actually worked on it.
Oh, okay. So that was a big day for your family,
mm-hmm,
when that was all cool. After it was completed, what did he do then?
Moved back to Wisconsin and started farming.
Did he? Is the farm still operating well?
No, he's retired from farm mechanic, and he was a farm mechanic. And
he was.
Retired now,
yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate your input and your trying, Jane. Thank you very much. Vaughn is in Mobile, Alabama, WABB. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
All right, sir.
For the St. Lawrence Seaway, didn't that let the lamprey eel into the Great Lakes and ruin the fishing?
You know, that's a negative, but you're right about that. There are, with a positive, there are negatives. And there are some things that happened to fishing. I don't know if it ruined it. I wouldn't be able to tell you whether it was ruined, because I don't know what fishing's like there today. Maybe somebody who is around the Great Lakes and who fishes there can tell us. But those are part of the contretemps. When you have something like this happen, you have good and bad. And so more important for business, not good for fishing, which is a business. So that's very good, Vaughn. That's very astute. Hold on a second, and we'll reward you for that. How are we doing with the Doug Steffen prizes, Richie? Hats, shirts, T-shirts?
Keep flying away, man. No big deal. Keep giving stuff away.
All right, 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Ed's in Apopka, Florida. Hi, Ed.
Hello there, Doug.
So you have a focus on this date in 1999.
It was a negative event. It was a high school shooting at Littleton, Colorado, the Columbine High School shooting.
Mm-hmm. Columbine High School 5 days prior to this. So this was 12 years ago. And it seemed to me there was something going on in Columbine recently. I saw a headline someplace about something going on there. It wasn't in remembrance of this, but it was something strange that had come out about what happened that people didn't know from that day. So did you know this, or you looked it up, Ed? How'd you come in contact with this
Columbine
info?
Columbine High School shooting?
Yeah.
That made worldwide news, when that happened. You know,
I don't think I mentioned Columbine. I just said Littleton, Colorado.
Right, yeah.
So you had I didn't specifically mention Columbine because that would have given it away. So you figured it out. One way
or
the other.
Well, I know that. I mean, so many people know about what happened. And
what shocked me is when I was researching, you said what happened on this date in Littleton, and I kind of thought that's what it was, but I looked it up. Do you know that this is the fourth largest shooting at a school in American history?
Yeah.
And
it was a terrible event. It was.
Yeah, now, obviously, we remember the Virginia Tech thing back in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in 1966, the University of Texas massacre. But in 1927, there was a Bath school disaster where somebody bombed the school and 38 kids and teachers were killed.
Bath, Maine?
Oh, my gosh.
Michigan.
Bath, Michigan.
Bath Township, Michigan.
Yeah.
But you think about, you think Columbine, you think, with guns now and all this and violent video games. And then you see something back in 1927 and 1966, uh-huh. and it just blows your perspective of how we think of violence today.
Mm.
And then you see, wait a minute, back in 1927 and 1966, something like this happened. This is crazy.
Well, the aim of those, the Baathists in that circumstance, not related to the Baathists who are in the Middle East, in Iraq, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they were not, the reason for that event, Rich, was not the same as the reason for the event. The upset there was, it was more of a sort of an anarchy protest movement versus these three or four kids involved in Columbine. I'm trying to remember.
Two kids.
It was just two.
Cleveland.
And their aim was different. It was an event that happened on a school ground, yes, but there was a different sort of.
This guy, apparently Andrew Kehoe, was upset about a property tax levied against the fund construction of the school building.
Yeah, so it was a whole different thing. It was more protesting. The kids were just there because they had wires that were crossed in their brains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, historical perspective, and history is relevant, and we ought to be involved. And this teaches us with a couple of good examples. The only thing we haven't figured out so far, Ed, thank you. Hold on just a second. The only thing we haven't figured out so far is why Martin Waldseemüller of Germany, Waldseemüller, Waldseemüller, whatever, I spelled it out for you. What he did, and I'll explain what he did in a matter of moments. 800-510-8255. Something that's not quite as pleasant, but something to be dealt with, only because I saw another story this weekend. There isn't a week that goes by that somebody that we know has a prostate problem and passes from amongst us. And so when you think about that, and this is a fellow that I knew, but there was another story about somebody who had bad prostate problems. Now I'm trying to remember who it was that the process that he's going through became public info, freezing his prostate and horrible stuff. It's shocking what people have to do if they aren't taking care of their prostate. It really is. Men and women, pay attention to this. Women are more often calling 800-607-7078. When I tell this story, the prostate health story, how it affects your life, sleeping, intimacy, and the fact that men wait to have their prostate checked because they don't want to know. This is foolishness and selfishness, because if you can't be intimate with the partner, you know, you're missing and kind of depriving the partner of something that is part of a healthy relationship. Why would you want that unless you just don't care about your partner? If that's the case, then the partner ought to go somewhere else. How's that for advice? Meanwhile, she doesn't want to. She wants you to be helpful, to be healthy, and wants to be helpful by calling 800-607-7078. Why are you calling that number? Because you're going to order Super Beta Prostate, which feeds your prostate. It's a capsule. Take it every day. The ingredients are so strong, so helpful, that they will go a long way to keeping the prostate extraordinarily healthy. 800-607-7078. Be smart. Get a free bottle now. A free bottle. You're a new customer. You've just heard the story for the first time. You want it? 800-607-7078. Call now. Pay a small shipping and handling charge. Super Beta Prostate is yours for the call.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
How do you build your perfect sandwich? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, there's no denying it. America is a sandwich-loving nation. Everyone has an opinion about how to make the perfect sandwich. In fact, a recent survey conducted by Hellman's reveals the majority of Americans who eat sandwiches, 84%, believe that how a sandwich is made is just as important as the ingredients used to make it. Celebrated chef Bobby Flay is teaming with Hellman's to show families how to make simple and delicious sandwiches, helping people build their own perfect sandwiches.
We all slice, stack, or serve our sandwiches in our own way. No matter the recipe, my perfect sandwich includes bold flavors and real simple ingredients like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, made with simple ingredients like eggs, oil, and vinegar. I have my own sandwich techniques, too. And to me, it isn't a perfect sandwich unless it's cut diagonally with the condiments on both sides of the bread.
To share how you build your perfect sandwich, visit Facebook.com/Hellman's.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so the third question in our historical perspective, which is a good way to get Monday morning, is to get the cobwebs out of your mind. Mm-hmm. We have the life of Martin Waldesmuller of Germany on the line. Mike's in Newland, Iowa. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
So what's the story with this fellow? What do you do?
How about America's birth certificate?
America's birth certificate. What an interesting way of putting it. I wouldn't have put it quite that way. What did he do?
He put the map on wood, and he thought not Christopher Columbus discovered them.
But yeah, in clarification, he was a map maker. A chartographer is what they were called.
I couldn't pronounce that name, that topographer.
That's okay, not a problem. But he made the first map of what is America. And he got the information from Amerigo Vespucci, in essence. And so we had the first real discovery of America in the sense that we could put it into perspective.
He's credited with the first usage of the word America.
Yeah, huh. Right. And so that's important to America, too, is it not?
It sure is. Otherwise,
good man.
It must be that country.
Right, exactly. Be something like Colombia or something.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Black and Rose have their tools. Slakes filled with the
just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. RAVELYN, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
All right, now 53 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. This hour of the program is played live every evening via the internet on WSRadio.com, 8 o'clock Pacific time, WSRadio.com, 8 p.m. Pacific. So we have yet another way of being in touch. That's why I like to underscore this. You can search WS Radio on your smartphone to listen as well. No excuses for not hearing. And then if after that you want to go to DougSteffen.com and download some of the other hours of the day's program, you can help yourself to that too. Certainly we have lots to talk about, lots to chat about. In this portion of the program, we're interested in helping you make your technological life more relevant, easier, if you will. I get, by the way, my iPad delivered today, Richie. It'll be interesting when you open that puppy up and see how I...
The trouble begins.
Use it. Yes, maybe a little bit of trouble here.
Storms are brewing.
Yep, rum, rum, rum. And not the ones that hit, like the ones that hit St. Louis over the weekend. Will you ever be able to play your Blu-ray discs on a laptop? Have you thought about that? Do you like the Blu-ray discs? Alex Goldfein, who is our technology tailor, is going to help you with that because it is a question that has some relevancy, right? Blu-ray discs, laptops, put them together?
Absolutely.
Yes or no? Up next here on Good Day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Let's talk about movie discs. At my home, we watch Blu-ray discs. They have the best quality, the picture is fantastic, and in my opinion, even better than the picture is the amazing quality of the audio. The only problem is that these Blu-ray discs will not play in my laptop, which I use from time to time to watch movies when I travel. A lot of people do. You see it on an airplane all the time. If you're wondering if Blu-ray players will eventually make it onto computers, I'm guessing not so much.
Apple CEO Steve Jobs has repeatedly said that Apple will not be putting Blu-ray players on its laptop. And laptop sales in general are plummeting due to a huge uptick in sales of tablet devices, which also do not have disc players. Laptop makers just don't have a very bright profit future to be adding on new technology, which is why we still have to keep buying two kinds of discs, Blu-rays, for home and for the road, good old DVDs. I'm Alex Goldfein.
April is when our minds turn to saving the planet. Inefficient appliances are a huge drain on our natural resources. New technologies that have been announced ahead of this year's Earth Day are more advanced than ever. An example is GE's new GeoSpring hybrid electric water heater. Annabelle Gurwitch is an actress, activist, and the host of Wasted on the Planet Green Network.
A lot of people don't realize it, but your water heater is the third largest consumer of energy in your home. This GeoSpring water heater is Energy Star rated and is designed for easy installation because it fits in the same space as the traditional 50-gallon tank water heater, making it perfect for new construction or replacement upgrade. It can reduce water heater operating costs up to 62% and save $320 a year. It qualifies for a $300 federal tax rebate, so it's good for you and it's good for the planet.
Go to GEappliances.com and learn how you can get special pricing between now and May 5th in recognition of Earth Day.
Okay. Yes.
Action.
Action. Let's have some action. Actually, all over the country, young people involved in action, helping others, making a difference in their communities and beyond. Here's a great story. Brian Osich has more on some of these exceptional high school students and how they're helping.
10 outstanding students now each have $25,000 to help pay for college as this year's top winners of the AXA Achievement Scholarship in association with U.S. News and World Report. Faith Frank is the president of AXA Equitable's philanthropic AXA Foundation, which funds the scholarship. She says this year's group was special.
One recipient helped build a playground for disabled kids, while another raised $30,000 for a pediatric cancer center while fighting his own battle with cancer. Each story is more impressive than the next.
52 students nationwide won $10,000 scholarships, and of those, 10 national winners received an additional $15,000. Since 2003, the AXA Foundation has funded more than $20 million in scholarships.
What stood out among these amazing young people was ambition, a determination to set and reach goals, respect for self, family, and community, and a proven ability to succeed in college.
For more on all the winners and other AXA Achievement scholarships, visit AXA-achievement.com. That's Newsbreak from AXA Equitable.
AXA. That's something that when we're curious, we ask a question, right?
That's right.
Get the answers. You're all going to get lots of answers today on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.